This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
There was a massive, massive outage in the internet, was there not?
Yeah, it was a big day today for the poor techies over at Fastly, who found themselves in a situation where their content delivery network, CDN, went down, and with it, like, half the internet, half completely made up statistic, but a lot of websites went down. CNN was down, The New York Times was down, Reddit was down. Basically, people on the internet thought it was the apocalypse.
Who are they? Because the first time I've seen their name, Fastly, today, and clearly they're very big and very important.
Yeah, so they are as you can imagine, a well-established content delivery network and content provider in general. Basically, what that means is that rather than you having to have servers all over the world, you, as say the BBC or gov.uk or whoever really, Twitter, use some of the services as well. People were complaining that they couldn't get emojis to work in Twitter, so that must have been served through Fastly as well. All that means is that instead of a company or a website having to have servers all over the world, you can buy access to this content delivery network. They run certain types of web servers all over the world. And then, whether you are in South Africa, the United States, Australia, Israel, Russia, doesn't matter where in the world you are, when you request data from a website, in this case, let's say, for example, Reddit, which went down today, rather than going all the way over to the United States where Reddit's servers are hosted, you hit one of Fastly's local nodes. And so that allows you to pull down the data faster. It makes the internet cheaper in the long run, which is what we've seen happen here in South Africa. And so these content delivery networks have become a critical part of internet infrastructure. And as we can see now, Fastly, it's one of a couple. There's a number of these content delivery networks around the world. Fastly is one, Cloudflare operates another one, Level 3, and so on and so forth. Akamai, Amazon has, Microsoft, all these guys have CDNs. And when one goes down, it has a tremendous impact.
Why did they go down?
Don't know yet. So they haven't said what exactly.
Would they tell us if they knew?
They will probably be releasing a post-mortem to their clients. Whether we will all be privy to that remains to be seen. So it all depends on the sensitivity of the thing that went wrong. But yeah, often, weeks or months down the line, we get a report back to say, okay, we figured out exactly what went wrong, and this is what happened, and this is how you can avoid it happening to your network in future.
We hadn't agreed to chat about this at all, but Eskom has been acting up, to say the least, over the past couple of days. Have you got any backstory on what on earth is going on there, and how long are we going to be living with this for?
Yes, so I had a very interesting conversation with Eskom yesterday, in light of allegations made by Ted Blom, who was saying that Eskom was actually secretly load shedding us all at stage 6. And Eskom, without boring everybody with the details, they went to some length to speak to those allegations, to lay out for me in numbers what exactly is going wrong in the country. But I think, for the first time, I do feel like, they don't get it right all the time, and Eskom has, the whole reason we were asking about this is because Eskom has been caught lying about the level of load shedding happening in the country before.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're at a stage where things are at such a crisis level in this country that all that stuff is out the window. That's at least what it feels like to me. Not just with Eskom, but in general. Like all the stuff that we thought was so important is no longer so important because, our economy is in the doldrums. We've got unemployment through the roof. Our power utility provider is struggling. So it feels like everybody's kind of just getting back to basics and making sure that everything gets back on track before we start worrying about all the incidental nonsense. Now, that said, here's the situation at Eskom. It is not good, right? So firstly, things are so not good that the head of Kuberg was fired for non-performance, because that unit has went down unscheduled and is still down. And the amount of unplanned breakdowns in right now. So if you look at the amount of power down for planned maintenance versus the amount of breakdowns, it is like I think yesterday or the day before, it was the number of unplanned breakdowns was 12 times higher than the planned maintenance.
Wow.
And so things at Eskom are really in a bad way. And it's not going to get fixed overnight. But it honestly looks like there are competent people left there and who have been brought in there who can right the ship. So it's too early to say for sure whether it can happen, but I'm not completely without hope yet. Even though things look rough. The fact is there is hope, and I know that there are really good people from the technical department all the way through to management, really breaking their backs to try and turn that beaten old ship around. So, to answer your question directly, for a long time we're gonna be. The warnings have come from all over, including Eskom themselves, from government, from analysts, from everybody. We're looking at least I think it was another 5 years of load shedding. It all depends on when more power plants and stuff can come on stream, Medupi and Kusile and all that stuff. It's not ideal, but that's the reality of the situation.
So that's not all bad news. You say deal with it. We got 5 years. People are trying their hardest. What I am hearing you say is stop being so schnoop, go out there and buy that power bank that you've been so reluctant to buy because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
I'm from Milan. We're going to leave it there.
Indeed, sorry, the one last thing is the one thing that I think Eskom has to worry about in a big way is that the middle class and the wealthy in South Africa will just end up going completely off grid and doing without them. And then, Eskom will rapidly not have anybody left to sell power to. That's something it's going to have to think about hard.
Jan Vermeulen, thank you for putting a smile on my face. I look forward to chatting to you this time next week.